Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Infra Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alok Deora. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. So welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of GPT Infra Projects. So we would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. So we have with us today Mr. Atul Tantia, Executive Director and CFO of the company. So I'll just hand over the call to Mr. Tantia to give some opening remarks and discuss on the performance, and then we can take up the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Alok. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GPT Infra Projects Limited conference call for the first quarter ended June 30th, 2024. I hope you all had the opportunity to review the financials as well as the presentations that were released to the stock exchanges yesterday. I will briefly cover the key highlights for the quarter. Joining us on the call today is Motilal Oswal, who has hosted the conference, and Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. The quarter gone by, we have grown the revenue from operations by 2.5%. This is despite the disruptions due to the general elections during the quarter. As you are aware, this can lead to some labor shortages at the site because they are mostly migrant laborers who travel from their native towns to work at their various construction projects. The growth trajectory is underpinned by our focus on the infrastructure segment, which continues to be the primary driver of our revenues, accounting for 93% of the total revenues. Our total consolidated revenues for Q1 FY25 amounted to ₹2,443 crores, marking a 1.5% increase year-on-year growth compared to ₹240 crores last year. So the April and the May month saw a dip in the performance. However, the June month has seen a bounce back in the performance, and we are currently at a monthly run rate of more than 100 crores. This quarter, the company has also completed the bonus issue of in the ratio of one equity share for every equity share held by the shareholders. This is the second bonus issue by the company in the last 3 years and reaffirms our commitment to reward the shareholders. Our standalone EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 34 crores compared to rupees 33 crores, representing a growth of almost 6% year-on-year. In terms of consolidated EBITDA for the quarter ended June 30, 2024, the same stood at rupees 34 crores compared to rupees 30 crores last year, a growth of 14%. There has been a significant growth in the profit after tax with consolidated PAT for Q1 FY25 at rupees 16.8 crores, growing by 27% from rupees 13.2 crores in Q1 FY25. Standalone PAT for Q1 FY25 was at 17.5 crores, rising by 12.2% from 15.6 crores in Q1 FY24. This is on account of the operating leverage kicking in due to the reduction in the interest costs. Now coming to our segmental performance, our infrastructure segment reported revenue of rupees 225 crores for the quarter ended June 30, 2024. This segment continues to be the backbone of our business, contributing almost 93% of our total revenues in the quarter. The key contracts for the infrastructure segment continue to perform well, with contracts like Prayagraj, NHAI, Mathura-Jhansi, Ghazipur, Baikala driving a major part of the revenues. The segment has an order backlog of rupees 3,419 crores, with new orders of rupees 767 crores received in this quarter. The sleeper segment has generated revenues of rupees 17 crores in Q1 FY25, driven majorly by the outstanding performance of the domestic business and also some contribution from the South African subsidiary. This, with a thriving order book and a reduced debt position, we are well positioned to navigate the dynamic business landscape. As we move forward, we are confident in our ability to capitalize on the positive momentum generated by these factors. Our focus on maintaining a robust and healthy order book, coupled with continuous efforts to optimize our financial structure, lays a solid foundation for our growth trajectory. As on June 30, 2024, we have a net unexecuted order book of rupees 3,669 crores, representing almost 3.6 times our FY24 revenues, providing strong visibility to the management and their investors. The order inflow during the quarter was rupees 812 crores, with the largest single order of rupees 549 crores from RVNL for construction of an elevated corridor over the Kona Expressway near Calcutta. During the budget, the Honorable Finance Minister has re-emphasized the commitment for the central government to expand on the capital outlay on the national infrastructure pipeline, which is a blueprint for the government's focus on the infrastructure segment. And it is not just a testament to India's commitment to robust infrastructure, but also a beacon for potential investments and opportunities for businesses like ours. As you are well aware, the company is undergoing an e-voting postal ballot for qualified placement up to rupees 175 crores, which will close on 7th August 2024. This is all from my side, and I look forward to answering any questions or concerns that you might have regarding our financial performance and future prospects. I'll now request the moderator to kindly open the floor to any questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Darshil Dandyal from Finterest Cap. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to, understand some more light on the fundraising part that we are raising and how it will be utilized and what are the plans of the company going forward.
So the idea is to raise up to 175 crores. It will be primarily used to pair some existing working capital debt on the balance sheet. Up to 75% will be used for that, and the balance will be used for long-term working capital and other general corporate purpose. The idea is that this will boost the net worth of the company and allow the bidding capacity to also improve, because we are now bidding for larger contracts, which will enable us to get contracts of more than 1,000 crores each in our own name.
Okay. So once this QIP is completed, what would be the debt and what will the interest that would be paying on this one?
So currently, last year we have paid an interest finance cost of almost 31 crores. Post the QIP, we expect the same to come down to below 20 crores.
Below 30 crores?
20.
20 crores. All right. Okay. And number two would be, sir, on the Ghana facility. The last follow-up was, you were having some issues. So have they resolved, or we will be getting the revenues from this financial year? How it will be?
Yeah, so we were expecting the advance payment from the customer in our last update on the conference call. That has been the SWIFT message of the transfer has already been shared yesterday. So we expect that to hit our bank account sometime today, tomorrow. Once that comes, we will start the factory in the next 1 or 2 months. And we expect revenue to be booked during this financial year from the Ghana factory as well.
All right. And one last question on this. So we reiterate our guidance of 20-25% growth in this fiscal as well. And once this debt is also, once the debt comes down, so we will be, overcommitting, but we'll be improving our guidance, or how it's from your side?
Yeah, so like I said in my opening remarks, the June month has a monthly run rate of more than 100 crores. So we are reaffirming our guidance of 20-25% growth of in terms of revenues for this financial year as well. And we expect the CAGR in the next 3 years to maintain that kind of CAGR as well. In terms of PAT, obviously with the QIP getting done, the finance cost will come down, like I said. So the PAT will grow disproportionately.
All right, got it. I'll get back into the queue. All right, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Plus 91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I would like to congratulate you and your team for another strong quarter. My question is, sir, I think on the QI basis, you've given a clarification. Just want to know the execution period for the 250 crores of order book lying in the monoblock or the concrete sleeper.
Yeah, so that 250 crores in the concrete sleeper segment has also got an execution period of almost 2 years. Hello?
Yes, yes.
So it has got an execution period of almost 2 years, which will, an average period of that. We are expecting some new orders also to come in this financial year for in that business. So we expect to do to grow that business as well year on year.
Sure, sure. Also, sir, since reading about the expansion in South Africa, are we supplying concrete only to the places where our facilities are placed, or I think I've been reading there in significant expansion in the so that is one. Second, on the same line, then do we deal directly with the government, or do we deal with people who the contracts? And correct me if I'm wrong, like Shapurji also probably are doing some contracts in Africa. So we deal with the government entity, the companies who are taking these projects.
So in South Africa and Namibia, we are supplying direct, and Ghana as well, we are supplying directly to the government. And so even in India, so concrete sleeper as a product, is the government is a major buyer for this product. There are some smaller quantities which get delivered to these EPC companies, like you mentioned, but they are not very significant amount, less than 10%.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. That is it from my side. Wish you luck for quarters
Thank
coming
ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shiva Ravankar from VS Ravankar Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Atul, firstly, you know, it's wonderful as always to see such a good performance all the time. And my questions are three. First thing is I wanted to understand regarding the infrastructure business, you know, the concrete sleepers. You know, have you also considered, you know, like given, you know, the metro lines and bullet trains and these kind of advancements happening? So, is there a change in the normal concrete sleepers that you manufacture, or is that something you know, new that you've not explored yet?
So we have supplied some to these metro lines in and around Calcutta, because concrete sleepers being a product which is quite heavy to transport. The factory in India is located near Calcutta, about 150 kilometers from Calcutta. So we have supplied some to the Calcutta metro, and we have explored that market. It is something that obviously we do set up factories on a project-specific basis if the requirement is good. For example, in the Dedicated Freight Corridor, the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, we had set up two factories for the between Kanpur and Mughalsarai. Those factories have completed the contract and now they have been wound up. So these are project-specific requirements, and you need to be closer to the consumption location, because otherwise the transport cost is quite heavy.
Okay, okay. And you know, as part of metros, do you also do, you know, the pre-stressed concrete units? You know, that those that are used for cable, you know, laid bridges of metros predominantly.
Yeah, so we are doing a lot of metro works for in our infrastructure segment. We are doing the viaducts and pre-stressed the girders that you're speaking about. So we have done in we are in fact in the Bombay city, not for the metro, but we are doing the pre-stressed over the Baikala railway station, a cable stay bridge over Baikala railway station. We are doing a cable we are doing a bridge over the Ghatkopar railway station, and also connecting that to the Eastern Expressway. In Calcutta, we have done for the Calcutta metro, like I said, in the infrastructure work, viaduct as well.
Okay, perfect, wonderful. And given that we have such a strong foothold in, you know, a few of the African countries, you know, because that you obviously have entities there and people and a good grasp over, you know, government relations, have you also considered bidding for EPC projects in those countries?
So in the past, we have done some contracts in Mozambique for a bridge rehabilitation work in Africa. In
okay.
South Africa, Namibia, and Ghana, honestly, we have not explored. But recently, we have been discussing for some contracts in Namibia. Let's see how it pans out.
All right. Wonderful. Okay. And well, as part of this institutional placement that we're talking about, you know, so you're going to extend the shareholder base, or are the promoters diluting any equity?
No, so as part of the QIB, promoters cannot do an OFS. It's we'll be increasing the capital base of the company and issuing new shares. It's a primary issue, which will add to the share capital and the net worth of the company. Promoters are not diluting anything.
Okay. Perfect. That's it from my side. I'll join back if I have something.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and Q to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Plus 91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a follow-up on the QIP. Will the promoters be participating in the fundraise as well?
As per the SEBI mandate, promoters cannot participate. This is an institutional placement only. So it is guided by the SEBI guidelines. Promoters, it is not a preferential issue to the promoters.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Balchandra Vasan Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry, I joined in late. So I don't know whether you have answered the question or not. After QIP fundraise, overall our limit will improve. Post that, what kind of potential order inflow we can see? And on current limits, are we restricted over order inflow growth or how is the case according to you?
Sure. So order inflow, we have got almost 817 crores in this financial year, which is significant. 812 crores in this financial year, which is a significant number in the first 4 months. We expect the order inflow. Last year, we had got close to 1800 crores of new order inflow. We ideally like to maintain 3 times our order book. So, which should be, year we should close at almost 3,700 odd crores of order book, 3,700, 800, which means that for the balance year, we would get almost close to 1,300 crores of new orders, which is quite achievable from the existing limits or the existing net worth and existing balance sheet as such. With the QIP, like I said earlier, we'll be eligible to bid for larger contracts. Our bidding capacity will improve. And we can, given the opportunity, we can see a significant, we can see a increase in the order inflow as well. And there will be a lot of leverage available with the promoters in terms of the working capital to improve the execution cycle as well.
Okay. And on the it's like on the current execution, how we see on the execution wise, how will be our execution for this year?
So we expect a 20-25% growth compared to last year, which is in terms of the execution. So last year we did revenues of 1,000 plus crores. So we expect a 20-25% increase in this financial year.
But sir, last year when we our opening order book was at around 2,200 crores, and on that we did around 1,000 crore kind of a sales. So this year our opening order book was around 3,000 crore, right? So on that, we should do at least around 1,400-1,500 crore, right?
No, some of the contracts have been recently received, so it really doesn't pan out like that. For example, the NHAI contract in Allahabad has been received only in November. So it's a EPC contract which requires some time for execution. So the contracts which are new, like the Kona Expressway has been recently received in June only. The 550 crore contract. Even the Ranigaj bypass was received in January, February, 275 crores. So that's why the growth momentum of 25% is a decent number. Last year we had a growth of almost 28%. This year we expect the growth to be also 25%.
And on the margins front, is there any scope for further improvement? Because earlier we used to do margins in the range of around 14-15% also we have done sometime.
So margins, this quarter also it has been closer to 14%. We expect the margins to be between around the 13-14% mark. Obviously, like I said in my opening remarks, with the Ghana factory getting commissioned and revenues getting recognized from there, the margins should will improve because that has a higher margin threshold, margin level. So that will improve the margin as such. And just to clarify, opening order book for last year was 2,300 crores, not 2,000. So on a 2,300 crores, we did 1,000 crores.
Okay. And after QIP, overall our interest cost should go down, right?
I think slightly joined late. The interest cost, we expect a reduction of almost 10 crores as a gross number. So 31 crores was last year. We expect it to be below 20 crores post QIP.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshil Tandil from Finsys Cap. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, one thing is that, as you said, that, you know, post this QIP, we will be, you know, able to bid for a larger project. So larger projects does come with a higher margin? Just wanted to understand.
No, larger projects doesn't come with a higher margin. Margin, I think we have a EBITDA threshold of 12.5 to 13%. That is a good number for in this sector, and it obviously doesn't come with a higher margin. This is, in terms of EBITDA, it will be almost the same. Obviously, with the interest cost coming down, the PAT will be higher.
Of course. And sir, what would be the tax guidance for this year? Tax rate guidance, because it's quite fluctuating.
It's almost 25.5%.
For this year as well?
Yeah. Might be slightly lower because Ghana, we have some tax incentive available. So, a couple of percentage points lower because that is not a significant number, honestly.
Got it. And Ghana would be contributing how much? 50, 60 crores for this financial year? I guess you've been guiding for 50, 60 crores.
No, Ghana this financial year will not contribute 50, 60 crores. We should contribute about 35 odd crores.
Okay. And for FY26 would be 50, 60 as what you have been guiding?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivam Rivankar from VS Rivankar Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul. It's Shivam again. You know, after QIP, you know, are the promoter pledges also coming down?
So the promoter pledges are anyways with the external rating and the balance sheet. The lead bank SBI has already recommended to the committee to reduce the pledge. That is a separate process that is going on. And obviously post QIP, that will further reduce. So we expect, and the pledge, just to clarify, is purely for the working capital of the company and not for any other promoter lending at the promoter level. So the pledge is just to provide collateral security to the consortium bankers of the company.
Okay. Yeah, and the second question was, you mentioned the net interest cost would come down to about 20 crores, you know, but I thought like 75%, up to 75% of 175 crores is about, 100, 110 crores. So with that kind of substantial reduction, why is it still 20 crores?
So that 20 crores includes bank guarantee commission, interest on mobilization advances and others, as well as bank processing fees. So bank guarantees is a huge number, is a good number. So bank guarantee itself is about close to 6-7 crores in terms of the number on the finance cost, because we have to provide various bank guarantees in performance, security deposit, etc., bid bonds, etc. So that forms a part of the finance cost.
Okay. And what is the average interest cost at the moment and percentage terms?
About 10%.
10%. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Alak Devra from Motiwal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just a couple of questions. First is on the order pipeline. So how is the order pipeline now? We have done pretty well in this year itself, the first half. So how is the pipeline looking like? Because in some sectors like roads and, you know, from NHI side, we have hardly seen any projects coming by. So just some color on that.
Sure. So in terms of the order pipeline, we have bid for some key contracts. Since they have not been opened, we do not know the outcome. In, we are also tracking a couple of good contracts, both NHAI and railways, etc. We expect the order pipeline to be strong. Obviously, the first quarter was slightly muted on account of the elections and the code of conduct that was there, and so new contracts could not be tendered out. Now, with the budget exercise also getting completed, we expect the ordering activity to again pick up.
Sure. And, you know, this year, what's have we changed our order inflow, you know, target? Because considering that we have we are already ahead in terms of what we would have thought of. So are we okay to take more projects or we would kind of stick to our target or largely around that?
So honestly, we are okay to take on more projects as long as they meet our margin thresholds. We don't want to compromise on the margin. We need to be, have a very disciplined growth strategy. So as long as they meet the margin threshold of 12.5-13% in terms of EBITDA, we are okay to take on contracts. We don't want to compromise on that. That has been the policy of the management for last couple of years, and I think that that has shown fruit, borne fruit in the last 2 to 3 years. You see the turnaround in the performance of the company and the cash flow, etc. as well. So we have a strong focus on the cash flow. Our cash flow to EBITDA conversion last year has also been north of 100%. And that is, again, a very steady focus of the management to have a strong cash flow and a good margin threshold as well.
Just a last question. So you mentioned that the, you know, the bidding capacity will kind of increase. So what I understand is also in terms of the size of the contracts which you can bid for, that would also go up. So can you just indicate up to what quantum of project we can take a single contract right now, and after you know, the raise, how that could change?
Sure. So right now we can take up to 1,000 crores. I think that post the raise, with the net worth increasing, the bidding capacity also increasing, we would be eligible to about 1,300, 1,400, close to maybe 1,500 crores, depending on every department, whether it is NHAM or RTH, railways has a different formula. So means I would hazard a guess, but between 1,200 to 1,400 would be the bump up in terms of a single contract. Right now, we have bid for contracts of 900 to 1,000 crores, and we are eligible to bid up to 1,000 crores in our own name.
Got it. That's very helpful. Thank you, and all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Molesh Savla from Shah & Savla. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Continuing with the previous question, we have a good order book as of now. So what is the executable timeline for that order, and can we increase our run rate of 100 crore about a month by increasing the bandwidth and other things?
Sure. So the execution cycle for this order book of about 3,700 crores is about 2-2.5 years. We are adding on some senior management people as well as middle management as well, to improve the bandwidth like you're suggesting. The management is very conscious of that. So we are taking a couple of key people on board as well, which will improve our execution capabilities. We have anyways a good team which is very experienced and in doing such contracts. We have SAP deployed across all project sites, which gives management good control on the business and the performance and the execution cycle as such, and good financial control also. So, and a good set of auditors which kind of monitor and ensure, both internal as well as statutory auditors, which monitor the performance of the company and the contracts that are there and report to the audit committee. The audit committee comprises 100% independent members, which guides the board and kind of advises the board in terms of any issues that may be flagged by the auditors or any other external agencies.
So that's good to hear. So can we expect top line of around 1,500 to 2,000 crores this year?
No. So this year, we have expected about 25% order growth. That is, I think, is a good number to have. Obviously, in the like I said, the next 3 years we should maintain that kind of CAGR in terms of growth.
Okay.
So 2,000 crore is a target that we should hit in the next 3 years rather than this year.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the very best. That's all from my side.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions. We hope that we have been able to suitably address most of them. In case you have any further queries, please get in touch with us directly or with Stellar IR, our investor relations advisor. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of GPT Infra, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.